Hey, you have tuned into the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, where we are so excited to talk about those different topics that can particularly be a little bit more challenging to speak to or speak on. We help you to get to that point, but listen, we want to know what you want to hear. So we are here for you. If you have any topics, any suggestions, anything you just really have on your heart and you want some information about, tag us. Go ahead and hit us a message in our vspotradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us on Instagram. You can also hit us up on Facebook at the Vspot Radio. So please, by all means, we are here. We want to hear from you. This has been the Vspot, your vulnerable space to grow. Vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And I hear crickets.
Why am I
hearing crickets?
Well, you know what? This is the song they sing after a big rain. We had big rain this morning. Thunder, lightning, the whole bit. Yeah. Okay. So I think they're just, you know, letting everybody know, you come on, don't get up.
Get up. So those are your, you know, we got roosters.
Right. I wish a rooster would up here. Okay.
It'd be gone. I'm sure it'd be somebody's on somebody's dinner plate.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think you can. You're not supposed to eat roosters, though.
Yeah, people said that they're very tough. So I don't know why you would. Yeah, there's nothing. I've never heard anybody saying, you know, roasted rooster over a bed of, you know, kale braised with a lemon butter sauce. No, I've never heard that. But yeah.
I mean, listen, so to our listeners who were listening, it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
And it is very early. This is our breakfast. Have you had your breakfast?
No. Just the word of God. Hallelujah.
You better get with it. That was a good one. That was a good one right there.
Isn't that bad? Because I was, you know, in the book of John, and he was talking about he the bread. Okay. Jesus said, I'm the bread, y'all.
Yep.
Y'all worried about the bread and the fish. I'm the bread. What y'all gonna do?
Oh my gosh. I was up in that. Real well. What I feel like the conversation has got to go on today.
Come on. I'm ready, son. I'm ready.
So you don't have to.
My lamp is trimmed and burning. Do you understand? Don't come up here asking me for no oil. I got mine.
Denying your partner the booty.
Oh. I wasn't that ready. But I'm gonna get ready.
That wasn't even
the thought I had in my mind. Where are you today? What?
You got to have your
birthday. Is everything okay? I mean, the random topics we could cover today. Really? We'll talk afterwards.
Friday, and so I felt like, you know, I have to toss this out because it really has been on my mind after speaking with a friend. You know, a lot of stuff comes up when I'm having conversations with other people, and I am. That's what I was going to say. So, V Spot listeners, it is not nighttime; those are mornings.
You know what? Because you leave these things. Look here; they up. Here's the thing: I don't think these crickets know the real time of day, because I think what happens is they get up under a dark spot, like, you know, a space that has a lot of bush and stuff like that. And they don't know that if they just peep their head to the side, they will see the daylight and shut up. I think they really get caught up under some of the brush.
They
and
got
the bush.
What those blinds that you could put, those real extra dark.
Yes.
They got those.
They got those on. And that's why they keep singing. Ooh, but you know what?
That's a blessing. Sometimes you need to have those on.
And I'm grateful we can hear them. Okay.
Right.
That's another blessing that we can hear them.
So, yeah, I was in a and with a married person. And there is this thing going on. Now, I've heard of revenge sex, right? I've heard of with holding sex, right? I've even heard of individuals who dish out sex based on a marital basis.
I just feel like they all have this, they all somewhat fall into this thing that I used to hear, what your man won't do, someone else will. And I've always been nervous about that comment, just because I don't always believe that it has, I mean, granted, I do believe that you react to people's actions towards you. I do believe you react to people's actions towards you. I also believe that you already have an intention, or you make the decision to do what you want to do. And I don't think that it matters if as much as we say it matters for you to say, oh, well, they didn't do it, so I'm going to go out and do it myself. I still feel like there is some ownership when you decide to do it yourself, even when they decide not to do it. Now, I get it. In the words of them, right? And I don't even want to do the gender thing, because I feel like if I do the gender, they gonna know that I'm talking about them when they hear this.
Mm-hmm.
They probably should already know. But, you know, if you're hungry, yes, I like that. I like that. If you're hungry and you can't eat where you normally like to eat, then you will go find food somewhere else. And so I'm torn in the conversation, because I've had it done to me. And I think I've even done it. Yeah. I think to some certain directive, I've done it, right? I typically take very random, sometimes organized, but very random fasts, you know, fasting. And in my fasting, I often, most, probably about most of all, I attempt to withdraw from either masturbation. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Birds of a feather flock together. I
hear you out. Because you leave my nature moments alone, please.
Yeah.
You think that was your amen quarter.
That was an amen quarter, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I've done it. And so when I go on my fast, I refrain from masturbation and sex. Why? Because I just found that it provides me the most clarity when I'm engaging in the, you know, in my meditation. And it helps me balance if food has been exited out of the space too, you know, because the absence of food in my life is grouchy. Right. It is grouchy. It can be. Yeah. Amen. It can be very grouchy. So I have been in relationships where I've had to express this, and I do explain it. Hey, I'm going on this. I need to do this. This will have to be on, you know, on pause, you know, for a minute, 15 days, 30 days. So I have done it, and I think that there has been some recourse, you know, for it. Oddly enough, I don't know if it's always conscious that they realize that there's been some recourse. But I've felt the recourse, because one, things don't bounce back the way they were prior to me going on the meditation fast. And that wasn't the intent, right? Well, the intent of the meditation fast was to make some changes, right? I'll be honest about that. But it wasn't the intent to alter that particular aspect of my meditation and fast. That wasn't the thing. So I need to hear it. I need to hear some more. I want our listeners to chime in too, because I feel like so many of you have heard this conversation about withholding sex, whether to get your partner to do something that you want them to do, or it is you're not excited about it anymore. I mean, let's be honest. I heard a really great message. Here I go. I bring back in the Lord. A couple Sundays ago, I heard this really great message where sometimes it's the absence of realizing what was there, and going back, remembering when it was good, right? In some relationships, we've forgotten how to reestablish ourselves back into when it was good. And so we've lost our flicker. We've lost our zest for that person. And so because of that, we make up excuses, or we start to embrace excuses that keep us from being intimate and sexually desiring towards the other person. What you got? Help me, Holy Ghost.
We're going to just, you're going to take a moment and just breathe in deeply.
With a Nature's Way bar in my hand.
And then I'm going to say this first, before I say my profound words of wisdom that really aren't mine, but are a gift of God. Okay, here's my thing, though. I don't think I'm talking to the right people. Mm. And I say that because I've not had any of these conversations. What am I talking about?
Look, there's some people that are talking to audiences that are still having periods, while other people are talking to audiences that are being past menopause.
Okay. And I seem to be in company of both, but I'm not having those conversations. So I'm just like, what? Are people leaving me out? Are they like getting quiet when I walk in the room? Like, shh, don't say that. Well, she don't need to be in on. Right. She don't need to be on this one.
Missionary Veronica.
Okay. Like, that was the first thing. Because I'm sitting there like, when you be having these conversations? I swear. Mm-hmm. You know what? I just said this last night. I need a change up. I got to expand my Justice League. I'm just saying that now. Okay. So here's what I am thinking based on what I've just heard you say. Mm-hmm. I think there is a point probably where I might have championed the cause of someone deciding to withhold intimacy, sex, whatever, from, you know, in order to make a point or to change a habit or something like that of someone else. You know what I'm saying? I might have.
So you did it. So you're saying.
No, I didn't say that. I did not commit to that. Okay. I'm going to tell you now. I ain't do that. I ain't never do that. Nope. Mm-mm. Because even when I'm angry, I still want sex. So that's not me.
What about when you fast? I know you.
No, fasting is different, though. I don't think that's denying someone. I think that's, you know, purifying your space so that you give better of whatever you have to give. Oh, no, no. No. And as a matter of fact, encourage your partner to fast as well. Maybe y'all could be in tandem so that you are fasting at the same time and it works better. But that doesn't always happen.
It does.
You know, because sometimes you have a set time of fasting, but then there's another time you are led and your partner's not led. You're like, look, I got to go deep in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be out for a minute, and your partner should understand.
Come on, your partner should understand
that need right there, and not see it like, well, "Why you gotta go fast now?" And this happens when you have taken the time to partner yourself with somebody who's capable of being okay while you go in. And just say, look, I got this one here's for me. I did this fast with you. So fasting to me doesn't even count if you ask me.
It shouldn't.
Unless you choose to fast and you mask it by saying, well, you know, this is for the Lord. And you really are saying, watch, you ain't gonna get none of this. So
Now that right there is a curse to you. So I hope nobody's doing that.
You said saying, but look. I don't put nothing past nobody.
Right.
Okay. Because we know a lot of us who claim to be holy oftentimes mask things to make it look holy, but deep down inside, they ain't nothing but the devil. Come on, ain't nothing but the devil.
Ain't nothing
but we up here being calling ourselves righteous. But the other thing, though, I think when we start talking about denying as a means of getting change, I'm at a point in my life, and I may have been here for a long time, where I think I could just be a little more creative and find a better way, because I enjoy sex too much to be denying. So I'm going to find a more creative way, except if that is your only means of getting a point across. If that's your only means, then you got to go with what you have. I, in my little world, am going to figure out a much more creative way that doesn't hurt or harm me so that I can get what I want.
Okay.
I think you also have to look at sex as a spiritual food. Okay. And, you know, if the food is bad or not enjoyable, no, thank you. I'm okay. If the food is good, you know, like, oh, feast. You see what I'm saying? However, you also have to look at it in terms of spiritual, in terms of saying bread of heaven, bread of life, you know, bread of sustenance, you know, like put it in that category of this is part of that meal plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe not treating it as your ace of spade to say, okay, now I know I'm gonna make this book here if I play this way, but treating it more on a way of like, is engaging right now the best thing, the healthiest thing for both of us. Mm-hmm. And when we say about, you know, like denying, it still goes back to your golden rule of treating people the way you want to be treated. So if the tables were turned, would you want your partner
to deny you?
To deny you. Mm-hmm. And I think because the fact that we are in an overly, and it may not be overly sexualized society, maybe that just might be my own thinking, but that we now are using that as a bargaining tool as opposed to what it really is. Pleasurable. It's beautiful. It's enlightening. It's releasing. It's
given
freedom
to us to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So then instead of using it like, in order for you to get this, you got to do, I just don't think that's a healthy way for us
I'm
to
gonna
approach.
I'm going to give some ties away. I'm going to give some things away. So to the person who I knows that I'm talking about them, I'm going to throw this in because I think it is also this might align more to what you said if it is the only way, right? Under the understanding that only time we have sex is when I ask for it. And so by me not asking for it, let's see how long it takes you to ask for it. And that is, and the denying on that end became on that person. So that's how the conversation. So let me shape it the way it really. I broaden it out to avoid bringing it so narrow in. Hi, I love you. But
that's how it's like when you say the only time it happens is when I ask. So I'm not going to ask to see what you say. That still sounds like you are manipulating I'm wanting you to, and now that I do understand, I'm just saying it sounds like when we do that, we are, we're manipulating a situation. Because I think at the end of the day,
right?
Yeah, but I don't know that that's the healthiest thing. Because here's the deal. What you just described, I've experienced that. And so I feel, and I mean, I'll be honest, I ain't gonna lie. I've had that period where I'm like, okay, so like, if I don't say nothing, it's not gonna happen. What? Okay. But now looking back on that, I feel like sometimes we get too twisted with the thought as opposed to just the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If I want it, I'm going to tell you, because I'm not going to tell a whole lot of other people. I'm telling you.
You know, that spoken well from a married woman.
You know, so then you respond. Now, here's a lesson I had to teach my children early on.
Whoa.
It's okay. I'm talking about my children.
What?
Watch this, though. No, but watch this. When you ask for something, be ready for the yes. And be ready for the no. Because when you ask the question, you are now giving permission to the person you ask to respond yes or no. Mm. Now, why is it that I'm only okay with you when you say yes, and I can't stand you when you say no? Because I wasn't prepared to receive the no.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you weren't ready.
Oh, my goodness.
You weren't ready.
Oh, you said it was profound, prolific.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Ooh. That's what I do up in here with the chirpy chirps and the squawky squawks.
That's my two notes.
Come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on.
Wow. Dang.
Okay. That's what that's that is the chicken nugget, and that's chicken with an N,
yeah,
apostrophe, not real chicken. Yeah.
For us vegan listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
No virgin listeners, just vegan listeners. We ain't got no virgin listeners.
That's the chicken nugget I'm gonna lay down on your plate today.
Yeah. Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, you know, it becomes another option. I just don't know if it is, and that's what I said. I said it's withholding aspect for me. And I came, like I said, listen to all my listeners that are my friends, which quite frankly, I'm going to say honestly are very few because I talk to some of y'all and I know y'all don't listen.
You know what?
So that's
we make the new friends. Leave it alone. Right. No, we make new friends.
Because I'm telling little mofos off anyway, because that's why I bring some of our conversations over here, because I know you ain't going to listen to it anyway. So But the withholding really part that I was drawn into was actually for them. Mm-hmm. I said that they were denying thyself. You're denying yourself something that you know you want.
Exactly.
You were trying. And it's not.
You're trying to get the other person to respond a certain way. Yeah. Yes, people, come on.
And it's not really a denying for them. Right.
No, because here's the deal. They don't even know you denying them.
Right.
They don't know. Oh, y'all don't look, don't make me testify. They don't know. They have no clue.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it takes a longer time and then they'll probably catch up and be like, wait a minute, what's happening? And then that's when you draw into what your man won't do, somebody else will. And
but that's you didn't even got to go there. That's the thing. The thing is, you're playing this mind game by saying, if I don't say no, I'm going to see how long he or she goes, whichever team you on at that moment, you know, like, I'm going to see how long they go. Why are you trying to set them up? Say what you want. Tell them, like, you know what? I get tired of asking for it. Or I get tired of initiating it. Or, you know what? It seems strange that you don't ever see, this ain't never an idea in your head, but you join in anyway. You know, like, find out what it is, because here's the deal. Oftentimes, you think your partner is thinking just like you.
Yeah, because they in the house with you.
99% of the time, they ain't thinking nothing like you.
Because they feeding on the same foods you feeding on.
Nope. And they
open the same refrigerator you open. So when you ask them to get food in the fridge, you know the same refrigerator. But no, you're right.
Right. They're not. So then you then go on this okay, let me see. And then you're then inside. And now I'm speaking from what I know. Let me tell you what I did. I got tired of initiating because I was like, dang, don't he want this like I want it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I was like, okay, I'm going to just be quiet.
It's good.
Okay.
It's wild.
Right. This super duper. Okay. Because I know what happens. I see your face. I see the joy. Okay.
The joy.
So I'm then getting upset because I'm like, well, why am I doing it? It felt like I was doing the work. Like you went into this because I initiated it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? However, when I pulled back, I was like, okay, well, let me see what he gonna do. Then I'm sitting there not only mad because he didn't do what I want him to do, he didn't even do it.
Mm.
So because that wasn't where his mindset was. It wasn't about not being intimate with me. He was over, brain was over on a whole nother realm.
Yep.
And until I said something, so you think you're denying them, okay, yeah, they gone, And then you're sitting there like, hold on, how long has it been? And you up there put little marks on your wall like a prisoner. You ain't got to do all that. You do not. If you are listening to those with ears, let them hear. You ain't got to do all that. Really, what you got to do, this comes back to a form of communication. And perhaps you have to change up how you're talking to some or expressing yourself, but you ain't got to go on hiatus.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then you're shutting down and you're resentful and you walking through the house and please don't be one of the people that tell me, well, you ought to know what the problem is. No, yeah. I don't. I have no clue.
Oh, you heard some of them. You heard. See, you haven't been too far. Some of your friends have been too far. You ain't heard something.
I'm just saying. Well, yeah. Partly, I'm saying Well, I'm not. I've never been one of the ones that say you ought to know. Because if you ask me, I'm gonna tell you. I do not want you to be. I do not want you to misunderstand what my action really meant. And that comes from, you know, being the youngest and people not necessarily taking your stuff seriously because they think you think like everybody else. No. Them other crazy sisters, that's theirs. Here's what I feel, you know. So in my relationship, you know, at that point where I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna pull back and see. Then I was resentful because he wasn't responding the same way or as quickly as I thought he should, mm-hmm. or, you know, all those things. So I'm saying cut out all that right there. Let folks know what you need. Let folks know what you want. Let them know how you feel. If you got to do a puppet show, mm-hmm. or you got to do a Broadway musical, whatever, however you communicate, but sitting up there going on hiatus and nobody knows mm-hmm. that this is not your taping season. We just go keep, you know, like, okay, we cool.
This is not your mating season. And that creative thing that you talk about, doing it naturally, right? Don't do it and be like, now I have to do all of these things. If you didn't want to do it, don't do it if you don't want to do it, right?
Right.
Just to get the other side. Because then, again, you're doing the opposite of what it is you really want to happen and feel.
Right.
Wow.
Let me throw this in for you real fast. Now that I think about it, some part of this conversation came up and the response to a hiatus break that somebody didn't know about.
I like how you crafted that.
The response.
Your
was,
people listen, my. you better. We know them sisters up there. Be careful.
Somebody. Yes. The response to the. You know, I pulled back because I was waiting for you mm-hmm. was so surprising because it was, I enjoy when you initiate.
Ooh.
So you didn't even see that coming. You didn't even see that coming.
Oh my goodness. I can hear it. Cause I'm one of those, what do you call it? Initiators. I think it's almost a turnoff sometimes. Well, in dating, let me say when I'm dating or courting someone, I'm interested in coming after you and pursuing you for the dating and the court. I don't like it when you chase after me because mm-hmm. then it feels like you're trying to give me something. It's crazy. I know. I get it.
But we also play into roles that we are, you know, we are accustomed to. And we have been conditioned for. So, you know, if a brother's pursuing me, I find that far more interesting than me having to go and do all the work to pursue him. Like, I'm not interested in that because I like the role of hunter prey. I want to see how
you play
hunt.
Role plays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I'm good at it. I'm so good at it. People don't even know that I'm in a role most times.
They just think
that's how. Was she crazy like that? No, I am in a role
and on it.
And you see, and seen.
Yeah,
they keep on going.
One. That was yes. another. That's another good one because it does help to better. I want my listener to listen. I really. I'm gonna do better. One better than that. I'm gonna make sure I send it. I'm gonna make sure I send
it. Now look here. When you send it, do not get mad if they don't listen to it, because again, you have given them a choice. See, that's what. Don't make me go into this with you.
I know.
Yours is just to give, not to sit there and. Like this, is why I said don't even open presents in front of people because I want to see your reaction. No, you don't. So you pass this on and it is theirs to choose. Look, I sent somebody a piece of music I thought was going to bless their soul. Why was it a month later that child finally got around to it and said, oh, I wish I had listened to this earlier. I sent it to you a month ago. I don't know how earlier you could have.
When I'm giving it to you, I want to hear a thank you. I want to hear a moan or something.
Yeah, something. But hey,
I don't want no silent, Hey, I know.
When people are ready to receive, you can't force that process. Come on, you don't hear me.
I hear you.
No, you don't. You hear me, but you don't want to hear me. That's the problem.
This is really good because it really did. It bounced back in my court. The ball bounced back in my court, and I felt like it was liable to be doing that. So, just before we close, I have to bring this to everybody's awareness. We tired of dying. Black people are tired of dying. Humans are tired of dying. Please, if you are a white listener out there, I implore you to talk to your friends and family to tell them and remind them that Black people are no longer property, that we are people, human beings, just like you, and we deserve equal and equity, justice in all areas of life. So if you have a platform, don't be silent. This is not the time to be silent and say, well, I just don't want to jump in. No, we need you to chime in. We need you to say what you have to say, even if it's not what others are saying, right, on your timeline. Everybody pretty much has a platform. What is that platform? That's Instagram. That's Facebook. That's Twitter. That's YouTube, whatever it is, that's your job. If it might be from home right now, it might be the walking in the park, it might be walking your dog, you know, whatever it is, we really need every single person having these very vulnerable conversations. I did not want to talk about it in totality here on the show, just because I had this really other exciting topic to talk about today.
You know what?
It blessed my heart, but I cannot close without making that a point of necessity. To all my Black brothers and sisters out there, please be mindful that we are hunting season is in. And so be mindful of your actions and the way you respond. I am not telling you not to be you, but I'm telling you, if you want to continue to be you, you better be you smarter than what you've been doing. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's be very wise about it. Any last words?
Them crickets do. Yeah, crickets look, words. My crickets will be singing out. Look, that is a sign to you. Y'all keep on making your noise, okay?
Wow. Yeah.
Make your cricket noise, whatever it is.
Whatever it
okay.
is. Somebody listen.
Make your noise. That's all I'm going to say.
This is there's a lot to be said. Spot your vulnerable space to grow, and I am Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so excited that you stopped by to check us out today. Have a great, great weekend. Please stay alive so you can get ready to vote this November. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.